And thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak a second time. I think at this point, I want to just clarify that indeed there are, as far as I know, two resolutions that contain the term. It's HRC resolution 21/33, quoted earlier, but I do have to highlight that this was a voted resolution and that all EU member states that were member of the Council at that time abstained on this resolution, and one of the reasons was exactly this. And the second text that I'm aware of is indeed General Assembly Resolution 74/136, which is on glorification of Nazism. This too is a voted resolution, and EU member states do not vote in favor of this text. So it's not agreed language at this point in the UN. When it comes to a definition and the need for a definition, I would tend to agree with those who are saying that actually maybe it's better not to have a definition, because ultimately it will be the judge, it will be the court saying whether a specific case is indeed against the law or not. And like it happens in other cases of hate speech and hate crime, this is done on the basis of a number of criteria. What was the intent of the perpetrator? What was the damage? Was the perpetrator actually aware? What was the audience? Was it multiplied? All of this plays into then the severity of deciding how, let's say, how bad it was, to put it simple. I know that this is, at this point, not going to help us, my position, to find a solution. I can take back to my group the ideas of reflecting on text that indeed deplores it. I understand the need for recognition or some form of acknowledgement. And I've also heard the word phenomenon. Maybe that is an easier way forward to deplore a phenomenon, even if we were not able to accept that back in the days here at the HRC, but it's been a while, the 21st session, so I will take this back to my group and we can reflect on that. For me, the ultimate question that would help me is if the proponents of this text could indicate what it is, what elements do you see that are currently not covered by the universally accepted terms racism and racial discrimination? What is currently not covered as hate speech or hate crime that we need a new definition? Because I actually think this is all in there. You can see it as, I don't know how to phrase this, maybe a subgroup of all forms of racism and racial discrimination, but what elements do you absolutely need apart from the word itself? Maybe that can be also a possibility to further unpack it. But I see the sensitivity of just having the words, and that's difficult in a negotiation. A word is in or out, but then let's see if we can go beyond that. Thank you so much.